Congress averted a government shutdown and created two deadlines for itself in the new year. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Minute. The Senate has approved the House plan to temporarily extend government funding. Veterans programs, transportation, housing, and some other functions can operate until January 19th. Defense, state, and some other agencies have until February 2nd. Lawmakers must still agree on permanent funding bills. Republicans want steep spending cuts. The nation's biggest retailer, Walmart, today reported a quarterly profit of $450 million, compared to a narrow loss last year. Sales were up as consumers sought bargains amid rising prices. Initial claims for unemployment benefits totaled 230,000 last week. That's the most in 3 months, but still relatively low. The summit yesterday between President Biden and China's leader Xi Jinping yielded an agreement to crack down on Chinese chemical companies exporting substances used to manufacture fentanyl. That's the opioid drug causing an explosion of overdose deaths in the U.S. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Minute.